Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Mobile makes up a third of Black Friday sales in the US. India relies on festive sales and Yuke's Net-a-Porter as part of a deal to push forward Middle Eastern e-commerce. This year's Black Friday sales in America have seen a large jump in mobile sales. PayPal has confirmed that one third of all transactions made on the day of sales were made on mobile devices. The company looked at 192 million of its customer accounts and 15 million merchant accounts and found that the average payment across Black Friday reached $15,500 per second. Adobe found that over $1 billion had been sent via mobile compared to $2 billion spent via desktop or in brick-and-mortar stores. This shows a wider use of mobile during the sale than has ever been seen before. It's thought that the increase in sales is due to consumers preferring to avoid physical sales, which have developed a reputation for being overcrowded and hectic. India has seen extremely condensed e-commerce sales around the festive period. A report from Redseer Consulting has found that nearly 7% of annual sales occur in the country across the 5 days in which e-commerce marketplaces such as Amazon and Flipkart hold their annual sales festival, Big Billion Days. Compared against the likes of China's Singles Day, where 2.4% of yearly sales occur, or the US, where less than 1% of sales occur during the Black Friday event, India is far more dependent on festive e-commerce sales. The report from Redseer also shows that millions of new users are attracted to e-commerce marketplaces by the Big Billion event. However, it was also revealed that Indian e-commerce brands will find it difficult to see long-term profits whilst consumers only continue to shop during this short period of the year. Luxury fashion retailer Yuke's Net-a-Porter has signed a deal with Symphony Investments in order to create a brand new e-commerce business for the Middle East. The deal will use the region's growth to operate fully from the area and will set up a local office with dedicated sales and marketing teams, plus a new distribution center in Dubai. The entity is expected to open fully at the start of 2017, whilst managing Yuke's Net-a-Porter's already existing stores such as Yuke's and Mr. Porter. Symphony Investments is run by Mohammed Alabar, who was in charge of developing the opulent Dubai Mall, the largest shopping center on earth, and recently launched his own e-commerce company, Noon. Meanwhile, the Gulf region is expected to outpace worldwide e-commerce growth over the next 5 years, whilst containing a large concentration of high net worth individuals who the joint venture will be targeting. Mobile coupons are expected to experience a high level of growth in the coming years. A study by Infinity Research has shown that the global use of the digital discount tickets is expected to see 73% annual growth until 2020. This growth rate has been largely put down to the worldwide growth of internet users and new smartphone m-commerce services. According to analysts, the EMEA market saw the highest regional use of mobile coupons over the course of 2015, likely due to increasing investment in the mobile market and continuing innovation. It also mentioned in the report that the increasing adoption of mobile wallets enables more consumers to be able to be targeted by mobile coupon campaigns. And finally, it's been found that search engines are the primary source of traffic for UK travel sites. The survey from Hitwise also found that older users made up a far larger percentage of site visitors, whilst they were also slightly more likely to be women. It was also found that direct hotel sites, hotel booking sites, and rental were more or less just as popular as each other amongst all age groups. Online travel bookings have increased in the UK by 3.4% in 2016, meaning that over 60% of all internet users in the country now book holidays online. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.